Is number 2383, Consolidated Edison Development Incorporated.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a 30.1 acre portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 143 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Woodland Ferry Road, which is Sussex County Route 78, approximately 635 feet northwest of Old Sailor Road, which is Sussex County Route 78A. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 232, Map 12, Parcel 4.00. Staff would note a portion of that parcel submitted into the record. Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the applicant's site plan and the applicant's exhibits. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Again, Joseph Shanahan for the applicant. Conditional use number 2383 is a Laurel E project located at 8734 Woodland Ferry Road in Laurel, Delaware. For the purpose of this public hearing, I respectfully request that my testimony presented in connection with the public hearing on conditional use number 2381 be entered into the record, if I may.
Granted.
Thank you. The specifics of this site, all as shown on the site plan submitted, are as follows. The lease or conditional use area is 30.1 acres on an overall 143 acre property. The setback is approximately 1,500 feet from Woodland Ferry Road. Access is by a 20-foot wide gravel driveway. The site is mainly undeveloped with portions of wooded areas, wetlands, and floodplain of Broad Creek in the rear of the property to the south. However, all development is outside of the wetlands and the floodplain. The site has been long owned and farmed by the Dickerson family, currently by Richard Dickerson and Zachary Dickerson, the son of Rick's late brother, John Dickerson, who died in 2018. Rick and Zachary were both here earlier this evening, but at about 8 o'clock, they told me the animals needed to be tended to and they excused themselves. I trust you'll understand. Rick and Zachary represent the fifth and sixth generations of Dickersons to own this property and operate it as a farm. The two men have told me that the proposed solar project will help them and their family create value from an underperforming portion of their property, as this location is very sandy and would be nearly impossible to irrigate. Further, the lease to Con Edison will afford them a steady stream of income that will assist them in keeping the farm in operation and the land in the family for still more generations to come. Finally, Rick feels that the opportunity to make a positive impact on the greenhouse gas effect caused by fossil fuels with the solar project will in some way offset the many years of emissions which have resulted from his family having to use diesel fuel to operate equipment at the farm. Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, again, I thank you for your attention on this conditional use 2383, Laurel E Solar Project. If you or the public have any questions, I'll be glad to try to address them.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And once again, we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
I have none. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
No, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Collins?
Just a question about the buffer around the farm. What's the buffer?
Actually, this particular site is at the very rear of the property. It's wooded all around it, and it's 1,500 feet from the public roadway, so no one will ever know it's there.
No other questions.
All right, staff.
Hold on, because I have a question. Yes.
Create a record.
Just, on this one, just so I've got it in my notes, what? Give me the total site acreage is on this one.
143 acres.
Yeah, and what was the acreage of the solar array?
30.1 acres.
Okay, 30.1?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have. Yeah.
All right. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2383, Consolidated Edison Development Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2383? Okay, does anyone on the commission have any further questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.